So, as we just finished filming the planned episode together, Tim came out and had a really great question, and I thought we started talking, and I thought, no, we've got to do this and record it so that you all can benefit from what we're talking about here. Because Tim's question was, what about situations, what about families where grandparents are far away, or where maybe children don't have grandparents, or maybe even don't have cousins like yourself? So what can be done for situations like that, or maybe where grandparents are not engaged or willing to do these kinds of things? And so what are some ideas for families in that situation? Maybe you're in that situation more. So we were brainstorming, and we thought we'd take a, I suggested we take a few minutes and just let our brainstorming happen live on the fly together as we think about what would we do in those shoes. So, anybody have anything that
Trying to remember
off
what you
the
were
bat?
saying. What were you saying?
Right. That is hard. The article that I first read from Focus on the Family made me realize, that family had kids all over the United States. And so they would, that's a much bigger commitment to bring them into your home and or meet somewhere and spend time with them. And then there's a lot of lonely older people out there that might like to spend time with grandchildren. I'm not real sure how to safely find them. And having a cousin camp, hosting that would be a big deal. But that's really a dilemma.
Thought that I had was that it's finding someone who's willing to stand in that role. Finding safe people is, of course, an issue. And then finding those who are willing to do that for a time. And it may be that it has to be a modified version, but even if it is something where for a day, even with parents nearby or there, but if I didn't have any grandparents around, I think I could look in church around me, and I would say, here's a family that I trust. That if I were looking around, I'd say, the Kimas, they would be great at this.
I told you.
And I could knock on the door, make a phone call, and say, hey, you guys, would you be willing if I brought over, two or three kids, and we're there to help manage parts of it with you or for you, the food, the kind of if somebody acts up, we'll take them and whatever. But would you prepare a day of activities where you can that we can bring a few of our the kids over and put them together, even if it's maybe potentially two or three families that are in the same boat, and they can all come together, and those kids kind of become cousins to one another. And we do that with youth camps all the time,
right?
Where
mm-hmm.
kids come from all over, and we
Sure.
usually have college kids running the show, but we have grandparents instead, pooling together their energy and have fun preparing it. And without it being too big, it can still be a lot of fun and take some ideas. And just invest in them in a day or an afternoon or a short time.
Sure.
And good, safe, godly influences. And besides parents and grandparents, now that I'm thinking about this, I'm not making this up, but it just hit me that there's a third group of people that I look to for influence, and it's going to be uncles and aunts, and then it's going to be teachers, coaches, or people from church outside the family. And that's also avenues through which people's faith begins to lean towards righteousness. As if they're kids and they have that kind of a contact with a coach who is a godly person or a teacher. Or even recently, I was talking with someone, and they had a neighbor, a lady, who lived just a few houses away, and this young person was always invited to go do things with that lady and her two or three daughters that she had, to do special things when they would cut out stuff. It was kind of like Bible class at their home. They called it the I think they called it the community Bible club or something like that. Anyway, they made this little club, and this young person got to be part of that. And that person influenced their faith very strongly. And it was just every now and then for a day, they would go cut out things and have crafts and things together. So maybe there's something there for people who are willing to invite families. Mm-hmm. If you want to invite your kids, we'll put together a little camp for a day. Or it may be that some parents can go and find uncles or Christian older people or aunts that are older, or maybe some other people in the community of faith that are older, and say, would you be willing to work together on something mm-hmm. for our kids?
Yeah. What about people who are really wanting their children to have a special relationship with their parents, who are the grandparents, but the grandparents might be, they wouldn't have thought of an idea like this, or they might even be intimidated by it. But what if there was like a simplified version, or just they could communicate with one another and just say, hey, I heard of this idea. Would you be willing to do that? And we can help. Well, I mean, I don't know if your kids help mm-hmm. at all, or if you guys do everything, food and everything. But mm-hmm. you know, some people, especially like a grandmother or grandfather that doesn't have a spouse, mm-hmm. there could still be something special that happened, but it would be modified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's possible.
And you could present that.
Yeah, I have a friend who did something similar with her sister. Both women were grandparents. One was widowed, one was not. And she would, you know, they would get their grandchildren together mm-hmm. and, you know, just have a fun overnight and have some fun things to do. And that worked out well. So mm-hmm. I always like a partner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lance is a great partner now, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's anything you do, it's nice mm-hmm. to have somebody mm-hmm. else, you know, partner up with.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Maybe, you know, Tim, who mentioned his kids' cousins are so much older, maybe they could find somebody who has, you know, kids around mm-hmm. the same age and mm-hmm. could, you know, do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, I like how you were all going with maybe more of a simplified cousin camp. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have to make books and cars, and you could paint rocks and mm-hmm. watch the birds at the bird feeder or something. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, just... And it wouldn't have to be for 2 or 3 days. You could just mm-hmm. do it, you know, you mm-hmm. were alluding to, you could just mm-hmm. an afternoon. Or and one thing we didn't mention earlier is that not only are we building memories and having a great time with the kids, we're giving our kids a break, too, I like mm-hmm. to think, you know.
Well, yeah, we definitely are, because, and I didn't realize that would be one of the side effects of it is, you know, they're like, wait.
Bonus.
You know.
Can't you have them for 4 nights this time?
Right.
So. Yeah, I think that the big thing, that the real contribution that's being made, because it can be really simple. I mean, you're quick on great ideas, bird feeder or paint rocks. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of money or a lot of time or preparation, even. Let's just go do this. Let's take a hike through the yard and whatever.
Mm, yeah.
Make up stories or something. So it can be those kind of things. But the big thing that seems to influence children's faith is mm-hmm. attention.
Mm-hmm.
They got some kind of focused attention on them, and words of affirmation.
Uh-huh.
When they would say to them, mm-hmm. you're great, we're glad you're here, love you, good job, you're the best bird watcher in the whole group, you know. Words of affirmation yeah. and attention are mm-hmm. really big, and that's the key. It builds that bond, and then just that you are coming from from a faith in God,
mm-hmm.
they sort of get that by osmosis. Mm-hmm. That kind of just comes through with it when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're whatever you're doing, whatever activities you're doing. And so those are the big things, the attention and affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that, I know that not everybody's as broadly creative as others are. Like you guys mm-hmm. can come up with stories and adventures and all kinds of things together. Some people say, I'm just not that creative. And I would say for those people that's okay. Find somebody who is to do that part. Mm-hmm. It has to be, it can be simple. But I'm just thinking that if a grandmother says, you know, I'm just not creative, but I make killer cookies, okay?
Nice.
Or I can make killer homemade breads. Mm-hmm. Or I can show the granddaughters how to make some killer cookies. Or the grandboys how to make some killer
that's
cookies. Then if she provides the cookies And if granddad says, I don't know how to do anything, all I'm just an old farmer, and you know, I don't know how to, I can whittle. Well, get the stick out and get a knife and show them how to do it, or whatever, just some little mm-hmm. trick or little skill mm-hmm. or little ability that you have. Share that with them, get them engaged in it, and that focused attention and that connection, that's the secret sauce there. Mm. So, anyway, thank you guys for taking an extra little bit of time to think about this. I'm sure that kind of spurs thought okay. for others. It was a great question. I'm glad Tim asked us. Mm-hmm. So hope that helps and gets you some starter ideas. And whatever you do, just pray about it and get started and see where you land and keep sharing with one another, because mm-hmm. It's really important. It's really important. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.